Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. With the reality of the recent U.S. election sinking in, people are bandying words like Brexit 2, Armageddon, apocalypse, and thermonuclear war. So this week, I have a couple end-of-days movies to capture the prevailing mood. There's a Belgian Western about lost souls who think the world's about to end, and a U.S. science fiction drama about scientists trying to stop the world from ending. The First, the Last, or Les Premiers, les Derniers, written and directed by Bully Lanners. It's present-day Wallonia, a place of barren fields, billiard halls, and abandoned warehouses. Cochise and Gilou, two rough-and-tough middle-aged guys, are hired by an anonymous client to retrieve a valuable lost telephone in exchange for lots of cash. Gilou, played by the director, is a white-bearded man in a midlife crisis who thinks he's dying, while Cochise, played by Albert Dupontel, is a mustachioed heavy in a leather jacket, always ready to fight, but looking for love. So Gilou sets up camp in a lonely motel run by an ancient innkeeper who he sees as an older version of himself, while Cochise finds a sympathetic woman along the highway. The phone they seek is in the hands of a mysterious young couple named Esther and Willie, played by Aurore Brutin and David Murgia, who are making their way down a highway dressed in high-vis orange jumpsuits they found on their journey. They are society's outcasts, mentally disabled and homeless, but at least they have each other. They need that comfort now, especially since Willie saw on TV that the world is about to end, and he takes it at face value. Esther declares they have to find a proper gift for a final visit she wants to make before it's all over. They meet up with a Jesus-like figure on the way who tries to take them under his wing without complete success. But neither of the two pairs realize that they have wandered into the Badlands, an area filled with crooked sheriffs, black marketeers, and an all-around bad guys who don't take kindly to strangers. So when the phone hunters are tracking down the outcasts, they're all being sought, and violently so, by the bad guys in the warehouses. Not to mention a mysterious gangster, an antlered stag, a mummy, and a lost child, just to make things interesting. Can any of them find what they're looking for? The First, the Last is a satisfying, if totally baffling, Western set among the highways and desolate fields of French Belgium. It has the feeling of movies like The Lobster, European feel, only not so straightforward. Twangy music, good cinematography, all around good acting, including a cameo by Max von Sydow as an undertaker. Interesting movie. Arrival, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Dr. Louise Banks, played by Amy Adams, is a linguistic professor who speaks Chinese, Portuguese, and Sanskrit. She occasionally translates top-secret documents for the U.S. government. She has red hair, blue eyes, and porcelain-like skin. She once had a daughter she adored, but Hannah died of an incurable disease. So now Louise lives alone in a beautiful brick and glass lakeside home, comforted only by her memories of Hannah. Then, something cataclysmic happens. 12 enormous, lozenge-shaped spaceships arrive on the Earth. They hover silently and menacingly over 12 random locations, including Montana in North America. There's riding the streets, mayhem, mayhem, mayhem. Right away, she gets a knock on the door. It's Colonel Weber, played by Forrest Whitaker, a high-ranked military officer. He needs her help translating strange clicking and beeping sounds into English. Translate, says Louise. I can't translate a language I don't speak, I don't understand. I need to talk directly with those aliens. So they whisk her off to an army base in rural Montana, along with an arrogant physicist named Ian, played by Jeremy Renner. Together, the two of them, with their teams, are expected to figure out why the aliens are there and whether the army should attack them. Well, easier said than done. The aliens let them board the spaceship, but they're kept separate by a glass wall. And Louise is shocked by what appears in the mist. No little green men here. These aliens are septopods, hideous sea creatures with seven legs and hands that look like starfish. These mollusks have pulpy gray bodies and they can shoot out ink like octopuses. Louise also discovers they're highly intelligent with a sophisticated written language with multidimensional ring-shaped characters that look something like Japanese brush painting. They float suspended underwater, the language. And what is their cryptic message? Something involving weapons. So the saber-rattling CIA agent raises their ears, and with the world on the brink of thermonuclear war, it's up to Louise to communicate with the aliens and decipher their message before Armageddon. Okay, Arrival is a fascinating and thoughtful science fiction drama told through the eyes of an academic. It's part of this new trend of sciency fantasies that go for intellect over explosions. Films like The Martian and Gravity. Of those three, I like this one the best. While Jeremy Renner is dull and Forrest Whitaker is unremarkable, Amy Adams is fantastic as the pensive Louise. Arrival takes place in a barren military camp and is loaded with khaki and camo and annoying Cold War jargon like domino theory and zero-sum games. But it's also a feel-good movie with a truly surprising twist ending. That's all I'll say. So it's a movie that can satisfy your craving for excitement without resorting to superheroes. Arrival arrives today in Toronto, check your local listings, and The First, The Last is playing at the EU Festival now until the 24th. All tickets are free, but be sure to line up early to get a seat. Go to eutorontofilmfest.ca for showtimes. This is Daniel Garber the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.